What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Popcorn, put on your comfiest pajamas and grab a drink because it's time for a new episode of Sierra Unfiltered. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Sierra Unfiltered.
Hey, pals.
I am really excited because today's episode is us reacting to your hot takes.
I am so excited for this. I haven't read through all of them.
Me neither.
I know you haven't either. Because we started reading through and like screenshotting ones we liked, but our reactions to them were like so intense that I was like, this has to be like documented.
It has to be live. We can't go through, screenshot the ones we like and then talk about them. Like, we need to be scrolling and be like, this one.
Because there are certain ones where I read and I'm like, oh, I'm so offended.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, I agree. Yeah. So I'm excited to do it.
So we're not going to have hot takes this episode because we're just going to talk about your guys's. But what you drinking?
I am drinking Trader Joe's organic Moroccan mint tea.
Nice.
It's the same thing I was drinking last episode.
Oh.
But I don't think we did what you drinking last episode.
No, we totally forgot to do what you drinking.
But we are drinking the same things that we're drinking today.
Today, yeah.
So what are you drinking?
Ice water.
Ooh.
Listen to that ice. It's not crunchy ice, but it's ice nonetheless.
It's not crunchy ice, so it's not valid.
No.
just kidding. We don't discriminate against any types of ice.
I mean, I kind of do. I prefer crunchy ice, like way over.
Wow.
Way more.
Get it trending. Sierra Schulze is over parties. You're discriminatory against certain types of ice.
Honestly.
So I'll just do a really quick bump date and then we'll get into it.
Yeah, sure.
So my bump date this week is that apparently my baby can recognize my voice like against other people's voices.
Yeah.
Like by your third trimester, your baby recognizes like that is my mother's voice.
That's so crazy.
Which is weird because like at first when you hear that, you're like, okay, like I've been reading for weeks that like my baby will remember certain sounds or remember certain voices. But like my baby doesn't know that other humans exist. Like he doesn't even know that he's a human. So how is he able to be like, there is another human that I am inside that is my mother.
And her voice is different than that, like, other weird human voices that I hear.
Yeah. Like, it just is kind of mind-boggling.
It really is.
Like, it's confusing and a little alarming.
I think when you say, like, my baby can hear voices now, I'm like, cool. Like, I get that. Yeah. Makes sense. And then even when you say, my baby can identify voices.
Yeah.
And then, when your baby comes out, he'll know Kyle's voice.
Yeah. And he'll know your voice.
Yeah. That I can, like, it's crazy, but I can, like, comprehend it.
Yeah. You're like, he has ears that are developed. His brain is developing. Like, it's not, he's, every day he gets closer and closer to, like, the outside as my stomach expands and my uterine wall gets thinner and all these things.
Makes sense.
But, like, how does he know that my, it is
mind-blowing.
So that's my bump date, just me constantly. I feel like I'm not a stoner, obviously, and, like, I'm pregnant, so I'm especially not a stoner at this point in my life. But I feel like sometimes being pregnant makes me feel like I'm stoned.
That's totally a high thought.
Like, how weird to be like, my baby doesn't know that other humans exist. He doesn't know he's a human. He knows nothing but darkness and, like,
same.
and, like, noise.
Yeah.
But, like, he knows that I am his source of life.
That's so crazy.
And he's going to come out and be like,
you.
So, that's my bump date. That's so cool. Oh, I have another bump date.
Oh, what?
I just thought of. So, you know this.
I do.
I do. The podcast listeners don't know this. Apparently, you can start making milk or colostrum at 14 weeks. I am now in my third trimester, and all I will say is that I can attest to this, and it's very weird. So, that's them on that.
That's so interesting.
It's weird. I feel like once you have the baby, it's like everyone talks about like breastfeeding, and it's like such a normal thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like talking about being a pregnant woman and like having your milk come in is very weird.
Yeah.
I was very alarmed when it happened.
I would be like, what is this?
Like, am I dying? Oh, wait, I'm going to have a baby in like 2.5 months. So it this makes sense. Like, I know I'm going to breastfeed, and
it's kind of like
to happen at some point. I can't imagine being 14 weeks and that happening.
Because some people might not even know they're pregnant.
Like, I just, so that's another fun bump date.
Anyways. I can understand, like, your body practicing for labor by, like, having Braxton Hicks contractions.
Yeah.
But, like, why does your body need to practice making the milk?
I mean, I don't know. It was funny. The other day, Kyle was like, you need to save it for the baby. And I was like, Kyle, like, my body is going to make more. If, like, my boobs leak, like, a drop of milk, it's not like, our baby's going to starve.
Put it in the freezer.
I was reading online because I was like, is this normal? Like, what is happening? And there were a bunch of moms who were like, yeah, I started pumping at 20 weeks and would save it. And everyone responding was like, don't do that. Like, that's very bad. That can induce labor and do all sorts of things. So just want to clarify, I'm not like pumping. It's like this morning I was 5 minutes late to work because I was like, oh, I have to change my shirt. And that's that on that. So
that's so interesting.
That's another fun bump date.
Should I do my non-bump date?
Sure.
So as you guys know.
I thought you were about to like announce that you're pregnant.
No. So as you guys know, Stephen and I are on the journey of trying to have a baby. And I found out that I most likely have PCOS. So,
like 5 minutes ago,
like literally as we're filming this, but I know that by the time this podcast goes live,
yeah,
I will have talked about it on the vlog channel most likely. So I'm glad that I found out about this before we really like got into the thick of things trying, because I've heard about people trying for like years and then finding out they have PCOS.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that we found out now. PCOS is basically polycystic ovarian syndrome, I think. Like I said, very new to the diagnosis.
Like, we literally haven't even talked about this. No. Like, you just got off the phone with your doctor, and then we, like, hit record.
Which is why I think I want to talk about it, because yeah. I kind of feel like I need to talk about
yeah.
it. I kind of had a feeling that something was up.
Yeah.
Because my period has been super irregular. I've been having that little zit in the corner of my mouth, which is hormonal acne, which I've literally had it on and off for, like, 4 months now, which is very unusual. I've been gaining weight despite eating healthier and working out more. And for me, that's been frustrating because I don't care if I gain weight or lose weight. I'm good with my body. I'm happy. And I get a lot of comments that are like, I think Sierra's lying about eating and working out and doing this because she's gaining weight. And I'm like, I'm just as confused as you are. Yeah. Like, I also don't know. But one of the things that can happen when you have PCOS is, like, weight gain for no reason.
Yeah.
It can make you gain a lot of weight. And so I think once I started researching PCOS, I kind of had a feeling because of the symptoms I had been having. And so I think finding out that I'm most likely, I don't have, like, 100% diagnosis because I have to do an ultrasound where they, like, look in my ovaries and see if there's cysts there. But based on my blood work and the other symptoms I've been having, my doctor said it's most likely that I have PCOS. So I have to go see a fertility specialist. It's probably going to be a lot longer of a road for Stephen and I to conceive. But I feel like God has a plan. I am looking forward to being a mother, but I don't feel like it absolutely has to happen right now. I'm crushed that it's going to take us longer, because you can still get pregnant with PCOS and you can take medications or undergo surgeries that can, like, lessen PCOS, I think. I don't know what the right terminology is. Yeah. Like I said, have had the diagnosis for only 5 minutes. But I think it's so common. It actually affects 20% of women, which is like a crazy statistic.
Yeah.
So I'm planning on documenting it on my vlog channel and talking about it on the podcast. So maybe we can come up with a name for my, like, non-bump date.
Well, I think, like, we can just, like, have, like, a, like, something more clever than, like, Sierra's journey. But yeah. I feel like that's equally as interesting as, like, a bump date. Yeah. I feel like, I mean, I'm so fascinated by it because it literally just happened.
Yeah.
Like, I just think it's so cool that, like, you are being so proactive about everything to where, like, you're getting blood work done and you're able to find out about these things. And honestly, I feel like it'll probably help a lot of women that, like, you are going to be so open and candid about it and that you are so open and candid about it.
I hope so.
I mean, the fact that you literally just found out and then, like, hopped on a podcast and were like, hey, so
I got PCOS.
But I feel like a lot of women, I mean, I would assume, I mean, I felt kind of similarly when it took us, like, a couple months to conceive, and that was just a couple months, but I was like, is there something wrong with me? Yeah. Like, am I not meant to be a mother? Right. Like, I think it's really hard because, I mean, it's equally 50-50 on, like, getting pregnant. Like, both men and women can have fertility issues.
Right.
But I think as a woman, because it's happening in your body, I know from my experience, I felt like a lot of ownership over what was happening. And so I think it's, like, a really liberating, cool thing to have people, like, candidly talking about, like, trying to conceive and what that entails and finding out maybe not the best news. But
yeah,
I feel like it'll make it so much, like, more exciting and, like, more worthwhile. Like,
yeah.
Like, when you do get pregnant someday, right. You know, because it's like, we have worked hard on this.
Yeah.
And we want this for sure. And I don't know. I just think it's, like, so awesome that you have such a great head on your shoulders. And
thank you.
I'm excited to see, like, what all happens with it.
Yeah. And know? We'll do a little segment every week if I have info every week on just kind of what we're doing and keeping you guys updated on it, because I do want to be transparent about it. And also, I mean, there might come a time where I'm too upset by it to talk about it, but right now I'm good. Like, right now I'm cool talking about it. I'm fine. I'm not going to lie. I am upset about it.
Yeah.
Like, of course I wish I didn't have PCOS. Of course I wish that Steven and I could be, like, getting pregnant right now. Like, I would love that. But, like, the reality is that's not life. And, like, there's always going to be roadblocks that come up and, like, I would rather share that than, like, suffer in silence. And I think that's a big thing for me, too, is, like, I can't imagine not sharing this online.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm sharing it because, like, I hope it'll help someone else. But also just, like, for me personally, I can't imagine, like, literally as soon as I found out, I was like, cool, let's record the podcast. I want to talk about it. Like, I can't imagine just sitting here and, like, pretending like it's not happening.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like that's kind of how I'm sure there will be things in my life that are too heavy and too much for me to share. But where I am right now, I'm like, I have to talk about it. Yeah. Like, I can't hide. That's another thing with me is, like, I'm so myself on my online. I can't imagine, like, pretending not to be going through the things that I am.
Well, and it's hard too, because I think that up until literally 5 minutes ago, you've just been kind of, like, left in the dark about what was happening.
Yeah.
Of, like, I mean, you can cut this out if you want, but, like, you were supposed to get your period today.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't gotten it yet. And so I was like, does that mean you're pregnant?
Right.
Like, what? Like, tell me now. Like, you don't have to do a big surprise for me. You're like, nope. Like, I know I'm not pregnant. Like, I just don't know what's happening. And I feel like at least now you can, like, take that step, move forward, go see an OBGYN or a fertility specialist or whatever that next step is. And I feel like I don't know. It's kind of like how we talked about in the last podcast of, like, part of the beauty of marriage, and you said your favorite thing is that, like, you and Steven are going through everything together. So to know that, like, he can go with you to that fertility appointment and you guys can, like, figure this out together is really awesome.
And I think there's, like, especially I'm so grateful that we, like, the world that we live in today, there are women who can't get pregnant. I hope that I can get pregnant, but if I can't, naturally, there are other options. We could have IVF. Mm-hmm. We could have a surrogate. We could adopt. Like, there are other options. And I'm grateful that that's the world that we live in. And I'm happy to open up about it and share about it. And also, I'm happy just to kind of, like, forget about it for the next hour and laugh at people's unpopular opinions.
Yeah. I mean, I literally just saw someone post on Instagram, like, 30 minutes ago saying that, like, they just had their second child and it took them, like, 3 years to conceive their first, and they went through, like, so many rounds of IVF and all the things, but, like, they're on their second child and they're hoping to have, like, 5 kids, you know? So, I mean, everyone's journey is different and unique, but I think that's really beautiful that, like, you're going to talk about it and be so open.
Yeah.
So, do we want to get into everyone's hot takes?
I'm so excited. The ones that I saw just, like, at the beginning when I was scrolling through were giving me such, like, strong reactions, you know?
Yeah.
That now I feel like I need to, like, voice my opinion. So we'll read the unpopular opinion or the hot take, and then we'll each give our thoughts on it, our opinion on it.
So we can just go back and forth.
Okay. Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
Sure, you can go first.
So this one made me laugh so hard. So this girl said, "Didn't realize how passionate I was about this, but I didn't have space to write in the tiny box because I did, like, a question box. But I really don't like guitar dudes. Nothing worse than when you're sitting around a bonfire or anywhere with friends having a great organic conversation when some bro whips out his guitar and makes himself the center of attention and forces everyone to sing along to Wonderwall. Thank you for this outlet."
Sierra,
what are your thoughts?
I know we just had a really heartfelt moment, and I hate to attack you like this, but I think you are a guitar. Like, literally.
She said guitar bros. And here's the thing. I don't play guitar, so I can't be a guitar bro.
Literally, right before we were recording, Carly walked in, and you were singing The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And she was like,
"West Philadelphia, born and raised."
And she was like, "Ha ha, like, love that." And I was like, "No, while you were downstairs for the last 10 minutes, this is all Sierra has been doing, is singing it over and over.
Today's gonna be a day they're gonna, like, throw back to you."
We have talked about that, I think.
But you should somehow realize what you got to do.
Sierra has a habit where
I don't believe that anybody feels the way. I'm sorry. Continue. I have a habit of what?
No,
whatever
it's
could you be talking about?
Keep going. Sierra has a habit of getting a song in her head. And, you know, I think that when we're in public, she'll sing, like, 3 lines. And she knows. We've had this discussion. She knows as an adult that, like, that's her cutoff. Yeah. Like, she can sing a couple lines of, like, I don't know.
I was singing Lean Like a Cholo when we got on our flight to New York. And Skylar was like,
"But
can you not?"
But she only sings a couple lines because she understands that, like, social protocol, that's all you can do. But when it's just me and her, all bets are off.
But here's the thing.
But the thing is, she's not even trying to sing good necessarily. Like, she thinks it's funny to be like, and, like, sing in her most.
I don't think it's funny. I know it's funny. But here's the thing.
So I think you...
You think I am a guitar bro. See, what I love is the way that she described it. You can just picture it exactly.
I mean, I get it. Like, there was literally a kid who was at my sister's 8th grade graduation who showed up with a guitar and, like, started singing Hallelujah and like, "Will anybody sing with me?" And then Kyle turned to me and he's like, "Nobody's singing with him. Like, I really love Hallelujah and I want to sing along, but, like, I don't want to be that guy." And I was like, don't be that guy.
Don't sing Hallelujah.
He's, like, singing with the 8th grader Hallelujah. Like, I think it comes at every age group. Like, that is a very distinct person.
Yeah.
But also, I think that person is Sierra.
But here's the thing. I would be a guitar bro, except that I think guitar bros are doing it because they want people to say they're so talented. When I'm singing, like, I'm not looking for that.
But Sierra, I mean, we're going in on this podcast. We're talking about hot takes. So I'm not just going to agree with you on everything.
No, please don't.
Do you not want karaoke at every event?
And you don't? You literally specifically asked for karaoke at your baby shower. Who has karaoke at their baby shower? You have no room to
okay,
talk.
But you know, I will sing like maybe one song as a duet with someone.
Yeah.
Like, I do feel like you like singing songs that are very flattering for your voice at karaoke.
When do I sing songs that are flattering for my voice? I sing Redneck Woman.
Which is flattering for your voice.
It's not like I'm up there like, something has changed within
okay,
me.
You know what? You're not the girl who goes up and sings like Disney princess songs.
No, I'm not.
But every time you get done with karaoke, everyone comes up to you and it's like, Sierra, you're such an amazing singer. Whereas when I get done with karaoke, everyone's like, that was so fun. That was a really fun time, Skylar. Okay.
I will admit, I am almost a guitar bro. But here's the thing. When I somewhat agree with the hot take. I think it's funny, but like if the guy brings out the guitar and is singing Wonderwall, I'm gonna sing.
I think I kind of fried your brain by saying that you maybe are a guitar guy.
But I'm not a bro, and I don't play the guitar. See, but I fall into that
category.
You
are a little bit of a bro. You love White Claws.
I do.
You say, what's that thing that you say that Austin says?
Clowning on people?
Clowning. You'll be like, oh, I'm clowning on ya.
What was that thing I said when we went to Mexico like 4 years ago?
When you made Stephen call you his sucre madre?
No, that was a different time.
Okay.
But one time I did pay for Stephen's trip to Mexico and I made him call me sugar mama in Spanish the whole trip. But what I was talking
this
about.
This is true.
So there's no open container law in Mexico. So we had a taxi driving us around. And I don't remember what I said.
Oh, you would say, you still say it. You say pound in the brewskis.
That's right. I looked Kyle dead in the eyes. And I had only known Kyle for like 6 months maybe. And I chugged a beer. And then I said, pound the brewskis.
Like, I think you're kind of a bro.
I need to learn how to play the guitar so I can reach my final form. Okay, do you want to do a hot take?
Sure.
I don't believe that anybody.
Oh, this person said, the original Unpopular Opinions name is better than Hot Takes.
Oh, that is a hot take.
That is a very hot take. We will take that hot take and we will
what do you think?
Not do anything with it. Okay, so the thing is, I think that, I mean, we always say Unpopular Opinions, even though we renamed it. I think that, like, Unpopular Opinions rolls off the tongue better. But I think Hot Takes is more accurate.
Yeah.
And I think it's more fun.
Yeah, like, Unpopular Opinion is so long.
Well, and also, like, most of the time they're not unpopular
right.
opinions.
I think calling it Hot Takes gives us the freedom to say just whatever we want to say, even if it's not that unpopular.
Because looking at these unpopular opinions, a lot of them are very controversial. And not necessarily controversial, like, politically, but, like, controversial, like, I know if this was my hot take, literally the entire comment section would be blown up because everyone would disagree. Whereas I feel like hot takes don't incite that kind of crazy response.
Right.
Okay, what's your next one?
So I have two quick ones that I want us to just give our brief responses. Okay. This girl said, Wendy's is the yummiest fast food.
Disagree.
I disagree, but I also like going there as a vegetarian because they have baked potatoes.
Yes. Agree.
This one is a great one for you. The beach is not fun and sand is so annoying.
So
you used to hate the beach, but I feel like your opinion has changed. Am I right?
My opinion has changed. The thing is, we'll see. Maybe in 30 years, I'll love going in the ocean. I'm a very afraid person. I don't like knowing that there are creatures, like, swimming all around
me. Okay.
Like, I'm in their home, I'm in their domain, mm-hmm. and I don't feel comfortable with that.
Okay.
Also, I don't think physical activity is fun. So I'm not like, let's go boogie boarding. Let's go surfboarding. Let's go, I guess you would just say surfing, not surfboarding. But, like, so I'm not out in the water.
All right.
And then also, I don't like being in a bikini necessarily.
Yeah.
We're working on it, but, like, not my favorite thing. And I don't like just, like, laying in the heat.
Okay.
So I think I enjoy the beach when, like, Kyle and I go and, like, have breakfast at the beach. Right. Or, like, we're camping at the beach. And I think once I have a baby and I can, like, make sand castles or, like, do activities, then I'll like the beach more. I just don't like being bored and I don't like physical activity.
Okay. I want to throw out some beach activities and you just give me a yes or no.
Okay.
Building sand castles.
Yes.
Boogie boarding.
No.
Walking on the beach.
Yes.
Collecting seashells.
Yes.
Building, oh, I already said building a sandcastle. Doing that thing where you pick up wet sand and make like a drizzly
no.
castle.
No.
Looking in tide pools. Do you know exactly what I'm talking about, Carly? Yeah. You like pick up the wet sand and you're like, nah, 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 and you make like a cool little
Can
like.
Can you please do not make that hand motion on camera? Especially with your tongue.
Ew, I hate myself. Okay. playing beach volleyball.
No.
Playing catch.
No.
Playing frisbee.
No. I feel like those are all just various forms of like throwing balls.
Did I already say looking in tide pools?
You didn't, but sure.
Okay. Now here's my take on this hot take. Yeah. You are wrong. The beach is free and fun, and there are a plethora of activities you could lay out if you're a chill person. Like, Steven doesn't like to do a lot at the beach. He just wants to lay out. My grandma, 85, is she 85? She thinks she's 83. My grandma's 83. Sorry, grandma. I didn't mean to say you're older than you are. She likes to go and bring a chair and just sit on the beach and listen to the waves. But she, like, brings an umbrella. Like, she's not in the sun. I like to go in the water. That's what I like to do. My brother likes to, like, play catch. Like, my dad likes to, like, look in the tide pools. My mom likes to, I think, go in the water because we always do that together. Like, there's just so many things you can do. And it's free.
I mean.
But I will agree, sand sucks.
Yeah.
I don't like, it gets everywhere. It's I don't like messy. Sand. It's coarse and rough and it gets everywhere. Not like you.
What are you saying? What is that from? Did you get that, Carly?
Star Wars Episode 2. Easily the worst piece of dialogue ever written.
Okay.
It's what Anakin says to Padme on Naboo.
I'm going to do two back-to-back because you did two back-to-back.
Go for it.
This first one is just outrageous to me. We should eat tomatoes like apples since they're fruit. Hashtag no more cutting tomatoes.
Oh, gosh. No. What's her name?
Juliet Adsmits.
Juliet, you're wrong.
Like
Juliet,
that,
no.
Like the idea of Juliet just sitting there, just like munching on an apple. I just.
You mean a tomato?
The idea of you eating an apple is really disturbing to me.
Bonkers.
Okay. And then the second one that I'm going to say, because this is very relevant to my life, because I did the glucose test on Sunday, is they said the glucose drink didn't taste bad, which. I kind of agree.
Is it supposed to taste nasty?
So that's, like, the whole thing of it, is that, like, everyone in all the community, like, even, like, talking to, like, Kenzie or anyone, like, everyone says, like, the glucose drink is the most disgusting, nasty thing. Like, my nurse set, like, a 5-minute timer, and she was like, take all 5 minutes. Like, I know everyone has a hard time with it. It just kind of tasted like a bad Shirley Temple. Yeah. Like, it just kind of tasted like you had some, like, cherry cough syrup and like it was diluted. Like, it wasn't great, but it just was like kind of cherry tasting.
Like, you and think like, it was a little like over, not hyped, but over unhyped?
Yeah. Like, I was like, oh no, I can just chug this. I love sugar. Like, I'm fine. Like, yeah. This is easier than chugging water for me.
So just to clarify, that's something that you have to take while you are doing your glucose test during your pregnancy.
Yes. So the glucose test is like one of the biggest tests you do in pregnancy.
Okay.
It tests for if you're something diabetic.
Is it gestational diabetes?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so what you do is like you go in, they take your blood. And then you drink this drink, and then you wait an hour, they test your blood, and then you wait another hour, and they test your blood. And
so you're there for 3 hours?
Well, and you have to fast for 12 to 14 hours beforehand. Ooh. So by the end of it, you're like, I haven't eaten in like 16 hours, and all I have in my stomach is like this gross drink. Ew. So like it sucks for sure, and like you have to get your blood drawn a lot. But the actual drink, I agree, isn't that bad.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
That's mine.
Well, maybe someday I will get to find out. Okay. So far they've been pretty light. This one's a little bit more like actually controversial.
Okay.
So Nicole said, meat eaters get more upset than vegans when discussing meat and animal products. And I totally agree as a vegetarian. I have gone to so many family dinners, events, anything, where someone just says, oh, here's a vegetarian option for you. And I just quietly say, thank you. And then someone else is like, you're a vegetarian? I could never. How do you do it? I love bacon. Ah, da, 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 da. And just go on and on and on. And I'm like, cool. You do you. I'll do me. I'm not making a big deal about it. I'm not sitting down at this dinner table going, you eat meat? How could you ever? You're disgusting. Da, da, da. I'm not.
Yeah.
So, like, I think there are some vegans and vegetarians who are very passionate and will, like, confront people about it.
Yeah.
But that's, I don't think that's the majority. I think the majority of vegans and vegetarians just quietly do their thing. And it's other people who are, like, make such a big deal about it. And it makes me uncomfortable when someone makes such a big deal about it. Because I'm like, I'm not sitting here trying to make you a vegan or a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I'm just doing my thing. You're doing your thing. Stop making me feel like I'm some abomination for not eating meat.
Retweet.
Do you feel the same?
Yeah. I think I am a little more... judgmental is the wrong word. I think it is the wrong word. I think I'm a little more, like, if everyone could be vegetarians or vegans, like, I would be happier. Yeah. Because, like, I think we've talked about before. Actually, I don't know if we've talked about before, because I don't think we've ever talked about being vegetarian on the podcast.
Uh-uh.
But I think, like, there are three main reasons, aside from, like, religious reasons, why people are vegetarians or vegans. And that's, like, either the environment, moral reasons, or health reasons. And I'm, like, primarily moral reasons. And so I feel like, for me, I do... Like, if someone's ready to start the conversation, I'm never going to be, like, pushy or judgmental to someone if, like... we aren't talking about it.
Right.
But if someone who, like, eats meat is, like, being judgmental to me for, like, being vegan, then I'm, like, ready to have the conversation and, like, ask, like...
But you don't start it.
No. But so I agree. I completely agree, 100%.
Yeah.
But I do think I am a little bit more, like, like, why do you need to do that?
Yeah.
Why? Whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see. What is mine? Oh, this one's interesting. It says, graveyards are wasted space. Bury people in tree pods. Cemeteries become forests. I actually agree with that. I've told Kyle and my family and everyone numerous times that if I die, I would love to become a plant and, like, be in some sort of, like, urn that becomes
a tree.
A tree.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's, if you really think about it, the whole idea of burying the dead is strange, because I think when I was young and I heard about that, like, cemeteries are where people are buried, I thought, like, you put them in the ground and it's like a circle of life thing. But, like, we put them in these boxes inside the ground.
Like, at a certain point, we're not going to have any more room, right?
Yeah. I don't know. It's very interesting. I understand wanting a physical spot to go visit that person, which is why I like the idea that person brought up of, like, make it a forest. Like, that sounds really cool. I think personally, the idea of being buried in the ground, like, terrifies me.
Yeah.
So, like, I would rather be cremated and then turned into, like, a little tree pod.
Carly's face.
I'm like, wouldn't it smell bad? But
being a tree?
If they're cremated, that's different. I thought, like, they put a dead body in a tree.
So you thought they're carving into the tree and putting the body in there?
Yes.
No.
I'm like, that would smell horrible.
I was wondering why. Carly usually is, like, the most, like, even-keeled, chill person. And behind the camera, she was like this. Like, just making, like, the craziest faces. No, so
it's, like, you basically, you cremate someone, and then you, like, use that as, like, fertilizer, is my understanding, to, like, grow this tree. And so then it's, like, the tree is part of you. Yeah, so you could,
like, grow into, like, a rose bush or, like, an oak tree or whatever. So it's, like, life comes from life instead of, like, let me take up, like, 6 feet by 3 feet of room in the ground forever. Because I do think, like, at a certain point, like, our population is growing at a rapid pace.
I also think that if people still want to be buried, there's nothing wrong with that. But I do think it's just kind of like an interesting tradition that that's just kind of the norm.
I mean, I agree. I'm not coming for people who want to be buried. I think that's a personal choice.
Yeah.
But also, like,
is it because you're dead?
That's what I was gonna say.
Personal,
like,
choice?
Like, kind of sorry, bro. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's still, like, honoring you, and I don't know.
Wait, would you donate your body to science, though?
I don't know. I think I have it, like, registered that I wouldn't.
Oh, you do? Ooh, but interesting. Why?
I don't know. I just feel like I want, like, I mean, at this point in my life, this is going to get dark. This is, like, a dark discussion. At this point in my life, like, if I were to die in a car crash tomorrow, like, I feel like I would want, like, Kyle and my mom and you and everyone to, like, have as much ashes as possible and, like, to know that, like, I'm just, like, nothing. I don't know.
I don't think I would want your ashes, though.
Okay, well, like, that's, you don't have to have them.
No, like, I feel like
Kyle and my mom.
But I feel like...
And Carly and everyone can have them except for
I'm
you.
I'm going to do a giveaway of your ashes. No, but I feel like I would want things, like, to...
That is the most offensive thing
I've ever you said. You have
ever said. On or off camera. If I were to die tomorrow, you don't want my ashes, you would do a giveaway.
That was a joke. But here's my actual explanation of why I wouldn't want your ashes. I think... what I love about you isn't your body. Like, it's not the physical.
Oh, and I don't... you hate my body, okay?
No, but seriously, like, the thing that I love about you is who you are, and that can't be measured. Like, yeah. If you die, like, that is, I'm not missing your body. Yeah. I'm not missing, like, the part of you I can touch. I'm missing, like, the essence of who you are. Mm-hmm. And so I think I would want... things that remind me of who you are.
Leave it to us to literally, we were like, what podcast can we film that, like, won't get deep at all? It's just like a silly, silly fun podcast. Leave it to us to talk about, like, if I were to die tomorrow, like, what you would miss about me.
But I'm serious. Like, I just think for me, like, I'm not attached to, and I think that also might be because I'm a religious person.
Yeah.
Is like, I'm not attached to the physical aspect of my body or who anyone else is. I'm attached to, like, the essence of who you are and that part that, like, the part that of you that can't be measured.
Yeah.
And so I think for me, I would donate my body to science just because I don't think I need it anymore after I'm dead. And I think I wouldn't want anyone to have my ashes. I think I would want people to have things that, like, reminded them of me.
See, and I also think, I think it does circle back to, like, you being more religious and me being more, like, hippy dippy. Of I'm, like, I'm not certain what happens after life. And I do think I am a very, like, I try and live my life as, like, peacefully as possible. And the idea of, like, after I've already gone through whatever was, like, traumatic enough for me dying, someone, like, cutting me open and, like, taking my organs out and doing everything just, like, makes me feel uneasy.
Yeah.
And I understand that that could, like, it would be for the greater good and this, that, and the other. I think if I'm older, maybe I'll change that. Right. But I think at this point in my life, I would want everything to be, like, as easy as possible for my family and for them to, like,
have that peace.
Know that I'm at peace and whatever.
If I died, would you want, like, some of my ashes?
No, because I don't think you, like, you just said that you wouldn't want me to have your ashes, so I'm not, like, that would no, be, like, now if I were to, like, machete off your arm and be like, well, it's my piece is here.
No, like, just forget that I said that. Like, is that what you think would make you feel, like, close to me?
I mean, even, like, we had a really important family member pass away a couple months ago, and I was given the option of, like, do I want some of their ashes to, like, turn into a diamond or turn into this or that and the other. And I didn't want any. Kyle and I, like, mutually took some. Okay. And then we planted it in, like, our tree that a couple of Christmases ago I got him a loquat tree because he, like, loves loquats, which is, like, a very specific fruit. And so I, like, got one off of Etsy. And so it started off at, like, this big and now it's, like, this big. Aww. And so the goal is that, like, someday, like, we'll own a home and that will, like, go in there. So it's kind of the exact same idea of how, like, this person was saying of, like, turning life into life.
I love that.
But I just, yeah, I don't know. I think that because that was already a thing that person had chosen to do and everyone was getting a portion of it and it was like, what do you want to do with it? We decided that, like, that was the best use for us.
Yeah.
But I think unless, like, Steven was like, hey, so, like, Kenzie's getting some and, like, whoever, Wes is getting some. Like, I would take it and like turn it into life. Right.
I think I connect with that.
But I wouldn't be like, Steven, you need to get Sierra cremated so I can like throw her ashes in the ocean, because I don't think that's like you, and yeah. I don't think that's our relationship.
Yeah. It's very interesting, the whole idea of like what happens to the part yeah. of you that is like physical after you die.
I mean, like I guess it's not TMI, we're literally talking about it. Like, we cremated our hamster.
Yeah.
Poppy, who passed away.
I think when Bruiser dies, I'd cremate them.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, try to turn it into life. Like, I'd probably plant some bushes, like, in honor of her.
Yeah, we literally, so her, like, cage or her, like, we called it a home because it was, like, three stories and it wasn't, like, a cage, was, like, in this specific part of our house. So when she first passed away, I got, like, pressed poppy flowers off of Etsy and, like, hung them there as, like, kind of, like, a sweet reminder. But then it was, like, a little too much of, like, I just felt like it was a little, like... Like, I still wanted the pressed flowers and I still wanted to remember her, but I felt like
seeing it every day
was, like, a lot, especially because it's, like, literally her name. So we ended up, we cremated her, and then we got this, like, on-the-wall, like, brass planter and planted, like, a fern in it, and then we put her ashes in, like, a memorial box in there. Mm. So, like, I don't even half the time remember that, like, she's in there. It's not so like on the nose, but it's nice that like we have this like blossoming plant
that
like is alive and we have to water and take care of, that's like
in memorial to her.
Yeah.
I love that.
I like the idea of like cremation and then like doing something creative and also like that brings life out of it.
Yeah.
Because I do think that like the last thing I would want is like if I were to pass away to know that, like, I'm taking up space on the planet for forever. Because, like, hopefully humankind will exist for a lot longer. And hopefully at some point we will have that problem. Because that means that, like, climate change didn't kill us. Yeah. So, anyways, that's my hot take.
That was an interesting discussion.
Yeah.
Do you think people are going to be mad that I made a joke about doing a giveaway of your ashes?
If anyone's going to be mad, it's me.
Are you mad?
I don't know. Just joking. We were talking the other day because I was gonna make a joke and be like, I don't know, like get me like Starbucks to make up for it or something. And I was like,
wait, there's for what?
Like to like apologize to me. Like I was saying, like you know how people are like, oh, like I don't know, like buy me something to like make up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But then I was thinking, I was like, I don't want anything from Sierra. And then it reminded me the other day, Sierra asked me, she was like, there's a video idea that I have that like involves you. But it's not you, like, trying on things. It just, like, involves you. But, like, you can't know what it is. And so I was, like, taking guesses. And I was, like, is it, like, saying yes to my pregnant best friend for 24 hours? And she was, like, no, because you literally would just be, like, let me pay for this. And then, like, you would end up paying for everything. Or it would be, like, let me carry packages upstairs. Yeah, like, it wouldn't be, like, buy me a Birkin bag.
No, you'd be, like, Sierra, you have to say yes to me, and I tell you, go take a nap.
Yeah.
Like, that would be the whole video.
Anyways, do you want to do a hot take?
Sure. Hold on, let me open my phone. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this one makes me mad. Someone said, Annette said, unpopular opinion, White Claws are nasty. Don't get the point of them. Zero flavor. Annette, you're wrong.
I got like at least 20 people saying that.
Did I just break my phone? No. Okay, good. I was very, I had to slam it.
You're all, Steven, I'm so sorry. I broke my phone. I got so many people saying that. I can't argue because I've never tasted a White Claw.
But honestly, so. I don't think you'd like them.
I don't think
I'm gonna
so
be honest.
Because I don't like LaCroix and I
You didn't like Truly's.
Yeah.
I love White Claw. I'm just gonna say you're wrong, but I know there are a lot of people who have that same opinion. So there you go. That's it.
Do you wanna do it? I just saw one that says rose gold is ugly. And I
are you just as offended?
I mean, I forgot to wear my wedding ring today, my fake wedding ring, because I have a fake wedding ring now because my fingers are too swollen to wear my real wedding ring. But my real wedding ring and my fake one are rose gold. And I just, like, am so offended by this. I just think that hot take, I think silver is the worst color. Well, other than, like, neon or primary colors.
Silver.
I just don't, like, if there's ever an option between silver and gold.
You always go gold.
always gold. Like, I literally changed out all of, like, the handles in our apartment to be, like, gold. Like, I just...
And you've always been like that. Your style has changed and evolved a lot over the years. But, like, even when we were 16, everything was gold, gold, gold.
I think the problem is that, like, I hate modern-looking things. Like, I've always liked, like, more vintage, timeless things, no matter what my style is, no matter what. And I think silver always comes off as very, like... modern or very like luxurious or very like I don't know.
Now why, but why rose gold and not just gold?
I mean, I like rose gold and gold equally personally. I also love bronze, I love copper, I love all the
My hot take the other day when we were talking about this is I was like, isn't rose gold just kind of like a repackaging of copper? Like, isn't copper just kind of the same color as rose gold? But then people are like, ooh, rose gold. Like, it's so millennial and pretty.
Do you mean my people, Kyle and I? Because we were here having the discussion with. Also, but, like, does Kyle talk like this too?
But I'm talking about, like, how everyone was obsessed with the rose gold Mickey ears.
I know. And I feel like you kind of bullied me because we were at Disneyland. And I was like, those are so cute. Like, when they first came out. And you're like, if you get those, like, you're going to be so basic. Like,
but now you could get them. Because there was a time when literally every girl at Disneyland had the rose gold ears. That time has passed. So, and they are really your style. So now I say get the rose gold ears.
Do you know what I saw the other day?
What?
I think it was, I'm blanking on her name. She's friends with Carrie Dayton. She posted a picture of herself in like the traditional Minnie Mouse ears. Oh. And everyone was commenting and was like, this is such like a strong power move. And I was like, maybe I should invest. I I like don't own any mini ears
but
anymore.
But would you like the chin strap?
No, like the like classic, like just black with like the red bow.
Oh, yeah.
I like not sequin, not nothing.
Just
like the felt, like classic.
I like the rose gold for you. I do.
I like the rose. Do you know what I've been really wanting? It's on my Christmas list. Ooh. I've seen on Etsy numerous times, they make ears that are like the wedding ears that are just white, but like don't have the veil. Mm. I want like just plain white sequin.
Sequin?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll get you that for Christmas.
I texted Kyle the other day. There's like this sweater that I really want that says like Mother Knows Best. That's like that's whatever. And I've wanted it since like before I was pregnant. Like I felt like when I imagined myself pregnant, I imagined myself in that sweater. And I was like looking at it the other day just because that's like what I do when I'm bored is I like look at things I want and be like, if only. And so I sent that to Kyle because it was like half off. And I was like, hey, if anybody's looking for a Christmas gift for me. And he was like, Skylar, it's too early to be
October.
I was like, but it's half off. You can get it early. So anyways, what's your next hot take?
Joelle says Nickelback slaps.
Ooh.
Look at this photograph.
You know, yeah.
I don't disagree. Here's the thing. I wouldn't say Nickelback slaps, but I also wouldn't say Nickelback is as awful as everyone says.
I don't know enough about Nickelback to really have an opinion. Like, I know, like, Nickelback is a meme, and, like, I know that, like, Trump tweeted out a Nickelback meme the other day, and then everyone was like, this is, like, the ultimate meme, is, like, like, our president tweeting a Nickelback meme. But I don't have a particularly strong opinion either way.
I like laughing at, like, Nickelback is awful memes, but also, like, in middle school on my iPod Shuffle, I had Nickelback songs unironically.
Look, this person on mine just said my husband and I love Nickelback.
I guess that's not as hot of a take.
Yeah, I haven't seen anyone saying, like, I hate Nickelback. Next to that, someone said Mr. Schuster from Glee is kind of a terrible character.
Okay, I used to think he was the best character, and then when I rewatched it, I'm like, it's weird that he's asking Finn to be his best man.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Because, like, when we talk about Glee, like, I feel like we've talked about before, I am not someone who's had very many, like, celebrity crushes in my life, but, like, Mr. Schuster was great. And I'll leave it at that. Like, he's just, like, great. Like, I just, when I first watched it, I was like, he gets it. He's talented. He's, like, attractive. He's, like, look at him with all these interpersonal relationships. And I don't think it came off as weird because all of the kids were played by, like, people in their 30s. So you're like, oh, look at this 35-year-old having a relationship with a 28-year-old. Like, of course they're friends. But I think now, thinking back,
Finn was still a senior in high school.
If my little sister was asked by one of her teachers to be their maid of honor, that would be really weird.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
Like, that's weird. Yeah, so I guess I agree, but I also think
he's, a great character.
I mean, I think he's a great character no matter what, right?
But I think
we don't have to, like, agree with his choices to, like, I think he's...
But also, he, like, doesn't he kind of cheat on his wife with Emma Pillsbury? And, like, yeah, his wife sucks and, like, lied about being pregnant. Yeah. But, like, still, he's still, like...
Oh, no. I'm not ready to have this conversation. Okay, what's your next one?
Okay. So this is one that I've actually thought about being my own hot take on the podcast. So she said, being family doesn't automatically mean that you have love and respect. You still have to earn those things.
Ooh, I agree.
I think that there is, being family gives you a base relationship. You know this person, likely you are somehow connected to this person. I don't think that just because you're family that you, like she said, automatically get my respect and that I automatically have to spend time with you. And that's not, it's not like I hate family. Like, I love so many people in my family. Like, when I'm planning, we're filming this, like, right before Halloween. When I was planning the party, like, 80% of the people I invited are family. Yeah. Because they are genuinely my friends. But if you are awful to me, I'm not just going to say, well, you're family.
Yeah.
Like, there are people in my family that I don't really want to have a personal relationship with.
Yeah. I mean, I think I won't get into specifics, but I literally do not talk to half of my family. Like, I don't. Like, there was a very clear, like, you are making this decision, and if you make this decision, you're not going to be a part of my life
yep.
anymore. And they made that decision. And so I literally don't talk to anyone on that side of my family except for one of my grandmas and my grandpa that she's married to. And that's, like, was a very active decision on my part. And I think that, like, even not talking about that dramatic of a situation, there are people in Kyle's family who, like, I won't be in the room with.
Yeah.
Like, I have said, like, hey, that person, it gives me weird vibes and I don't like them. And I don't care if they're related to you. I don't care if they're dating someone or whatever. Like, I am not going to put myself in a room with that same person. And yeah. I don't think because someone is, like, shares blood with your, like, second cousin that you should be put into situations that yeah. are, like, unhealthy for you.
I agree. And I think I have a value for the family who loves me and I love them, but I think some people feel this very strong. Steven's one of those people
yeah.
who feels this very strong connection to people who he's related to
yeah.
just because they're related. And I'm like, I don't have that same innate connection.
I would venture to say the only person in my entire life who I have that connection with is my mom, because she, like, literally grew me. But, like, even my siblings, the reason why I feel so close to them is because I've spent so much time with them and because I genuinely really love them as people.
Great.
And, like, they're good.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, my stepdad, who I love literally so much, one of, like, my top five favorite people in all of life. Like, I don't feel connected to him because he's my stepdad. I feel connected to him because, like, we've made so many memories together and we've spent so much time together.
Yep.
And I believe he is a good person.
And he makes your life better.
Yes. Like, literally everyone in my life who is family, it's not because, like, we share blood, except for my mom. I do think that, like, I have a special bond with my mom because, like, she physically carried me.
Right.
And also, like, I love her and we have a lot of memories. We have a ton of memories together.
Yeah.
Oh, my stepdad is calling me right now.
You should answer.
Should I answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, you're on the podcast. We're filming live.
Hi, Sky. How are you?
No, I'm serious. We're filming.
Hi, Eric.
Oh, hi, Sierra. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Tell everyone on the podcast hi.
I'm good. Hi, everyone. How are you? I have a question for you. This might actually be a good time to ask it.
Oh, okay. Shoot.
So every year when you set up the spotlights here from on the house with your lighting design for Halloween,
okay,
how about you pop them up so you can see them on the house?
Why don't you text me and I'll answer that? I thought it was going to be a juicy. Do you have any other juicy questions pressing for the podcast? We were literally just talking about you.
Talking about how great you are, Eric. I'm serious.
Juicy question. I got nothing.
You got nothing.
I'm all Halloween decorations right now. I'm
okay. Sorry. Wow. How very stepped out of you. Okay. Love you lots.
Okay.
Okay. Well, text me and Kyle.
Yeah, all the time. Good luck, Kev.
Okay. Bye.
You know what that reminded me of?
What?
One time Skylar tried to FaceTime me. This is when we were like juniors in high school. And like me and my dad's Apple IDs had gotten switched up. So my dad is at work and looks at his phone and it says Skylar is trying to FaceTime you. And like most people would just be like, oh, this must be a mistake and not answer. My dad freaking picks up and it's just like, hi, Skylar on FaceTime.
And I was like super hungover too. I'm pretty sure I was like calling Sierra to be like, oh, like last night was rough, like ba-da-ba-da-ba. So I was like in my pajamas, like looking slumpy. And then all of a sudden, Sierra's dad and his little tie pops up and is like, hello, Skylar. How's it going? Like, just ready to have, like, a FaceTime conversation with me. Like,
he wasn't like, why are you calling me? He was just like, oh, cool, Skylar's FaceTiming
me. Hey. shout out to our dads.
Shout out to our dads. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to do one?
This one. Well, so there are two that are on my screen right now that are just wild. This person says, I hate eating. Takes too much time. A first world / spoiled life problem. First of all, I will preface and say, yes, that is a very first world problem to say you don't like eating. But second of all, eating is like the only thing I live for. like okay. We've established on this podcast, I would say eating and cuddling and theater are the only three things that I really get.
Thanks. You don't do either of those three things with me.
You literally said you were going to do a giveaway of my ashes earlier.
It was a joke.
Also, that's literally, aside from cuddling, the only three things we do together is like eat and watch theater or like sing theater.
Okay, so here's the thing. I mostly disagree because, wait, here's what I'm going to get to. I mostly disagree because I love food. I love the taste of food. I love going out to dinner with people. I don't really love cooking, but I am very busy, and sometimes hunger is a massive inconvenience. I
disagree.
So before we, just for example, before we filmed this podcast, I got really hungry. And I'm like, we have a tight schedule today. I do not have time to go make something to eat. So what did I do? Hold on. I drank a Soylent. This doesn't taste great. It's not like a diet shake. It's just a meal replacement drink because it was inconvenient that I would have had to take the time to eat. So I just chugged this bad boy, and then I was like, cool, my stomach won't be grumbling during the podcast.
I just disagree so hard. I think if you're busy, that's like especially when you need to eat. Of like even like right before we filmed the podcast, we had the same thing of like it was like time for lunch. And so I like didn't want to take lunch. I wanted to just work through it because we did have a busy day. But I was like, no, I like literally have to eat. So I went downstairs. I boiled some vegan mac and cheese. I took the time to eat it. And then I was like, wow, that was a great like 15 minute break. That's like true. My brain really needed that. And also vegan mac and cheese is delicious.
Like, now I want vegan mac and cheese.
You should have told me I didn't need to eat a whole box. I think there's some still left in my bowl if you want cold.
That's fine. I'll probably have another Soylent for dinner.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, I've got, wait, do you want to do your other one?
You can go. Okay.
Chad, so Georgia said, Chad Danforth is by far superior to Troy. He's so underrated. Disagree.
Disagree.
Here's the thing. The reason that we love Troy is because he's, like, not just the basketball guy. Like, he's also, like, deep and has feelings and, like, loves musical theater. Chad Danforth is just a basketball guy.
You know, the only argument I could get behind is if someone had said that Zeke was better than Troy.
Yes, I think Zeke is better than Troy.
Because Zeke is really a soft boy. He's like, really Troy, soft. Like, still likes basketball and still is like, oh, I have issues with my dad and whatever, and I don't know what to do. Like, he's always very conflicted. Like, he's a protagonist. Whereas Zeke only comes in and, like, wants to bake for Sharpay, who's like the antagonist. Like he's just only a sweet boy.
He sees the good in her. Yeah. He's like, I love during stick to the status quo. Everyone else seems like kind of conflicted, like they're like coming out about this thing. And he's just like, I love to bake. Strudels, scones, even whatever the apple thing is, he says.
Apple pit down. Yeah. I just realized I feel like I married Zeke. I feel kind of like.
Do you think you're a Taylor McKessie?
I think I used to be a Taylor McKessie.
Because I was going
to
say, that would be a great Halloween costume.
Except, doesn't Zeke end up with Sharpay?
Oh, yeah.
But I do think I'm a Sharpay.
You think you're more of a Sharpay than a Taylor?
I don't know. I've had this crisis.
Are you a Kelsey?
I think I'm kind of a Kelsey. I think that, like, the hard thing is, like we've said, I've had, like, multiple, like, different phases of life. Mm-hmm. So I think, honestly, right now, I would be, like, a Kelsey, maybe with, like, sprinkles of Gabriella. Okay. But I think there are points in my life where I was definitely a Sharpay and definitely a, like, Taylor McKessie. I don't know about definitely a Taylor McKessie.
I think I'm kind of a Ryan. What do you think?
Actually, I think you're Sharpay and I'm Ryan. Really? I think that's, like, the ultimate duo.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take it.
But anyways, I don't think that...
I don't think Chad Danforth is far superior.
Okay. This is the one that got me, like, the most hot and bothered.
More than Rose Gold?
Not hot and bothered.
Wait, before you say that, let me read you this one that someone said. The Road to El Dorado is such an underrated and sexual movie. Please watch it. It's amazing. What? What about The Road to El Dorado is sexual? But when you said that, I had skipped over that one.
Why did you skip over that one?
Is that the one you were going to read? Is The Road to El Dorado getting you hot and bothered?
I mean...
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to have to mentally prep myself. The dark oat bread from Cheesecake Factory is awful and does not deserve the hype.
Carly is also making a very angry face.
Like that is literally the reason to go to Cheesecake Factory.
The other bread is just bread.
Like, if it was acceptable for me to go to Cheesecake Factory, have only their dark oat bread, a Shirley Temple, and then cheesecake, that's what I would get. I only get a meal because that's, like, socially what I'm supposed to do.
The dark oat bread is a delicious.
Like, they literally, they went through a phase where I think if they were selling it at Sprouts or Ralph's.
Really?
Ralph's. They were selling it at Ralph's up in North Hollywood. And so Kyle and I would go to Trader Joe's, get all of our groceries, and then go to Ralph's and get the dark oat bread.
Yeah.
That was, like, Cheesecake Factory specific. Also in that same vein, certain Sprouts have started selling Mazurthra cheese. Like, branded from the old spaghetti factory, which I don't know if that's a California thing, but, like, big fan if you eat cheese.
Interesting. Okay.
Do you have one?
Yeah, let me scroll back through. I skipped past it. Hold on.
I can find one.
Sure,
here's one
ahead.
That says, I don't like big bows on small baby girls. What are your opinions on that?
I think they're cute. Here's my thing. I think there is this very gender rants with Sierra. I think there's this idea that, like, if you have, because like male and female babies essentially do look the same.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it, that people don't want their girl baby to be mistaken for a boy. And so they're like, oh, put the big bow on the baby so that everyone knows that they're a girl. So I get why that is, like, kind of problematic, but also, like, they're so freaking cute. I think it's adorable.
I think I'm kind of in the middle. I think if I had a baby girl, I don't know if I would really put big bows on her. Just, but also, I feel like my style is very gender neutral, mm-hmm. like, especially when it comes to, like, kids' clothes. But yeah. So I think that's a hot take, because I feel like literally everyone puts, like, giant bows on their baby girls.
It is interesting, though, how I think it's cute because it's my style, but I don't think you have to do it just because, like, you have a girl.
Like, could you, like, I feel like, I guess you and I both wear hair scarves, but I was going to say, I could see you, like, today you're wearing, like, pink eyeshadow. Yeah. Like, I feel like you think, like big accessories and stuff are, like, fun.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I feel like you would dress your child in, like, bright colors and fun things.
If I was 8 years old, I would be a JoJo Siwa stan. I would have all the JoJo bows.
Whereas I...
You wouldn't.
And so I can't imagine being like, oh
my gosh. This girl, Elise, said leggings kind of suck. They are too tight on the leg. They rub on your thighs and they don't stay up. You have the wrong leggings. Yeah. Fabletics.com/Sierra Schulte.
There you go.
Skylar's wearing Fabletics leggings.
I know. I literally told Kyle last night. I was like, please remind me to order more Fabletics leggings this week. And so
I need to get them because they sent you a pair, but then they sent the wrong size.
I can just go to fabletics.com/Sierra Schulte. You could. I'm just going to do it because I just need more mom leggings.
You can get your first two pairs of leggings for $24. They are not a sponsor of this podcast, but no. They sponsor me.
Maybe someday.
Maybe someday. But they really, like, I honestly think, and like, I just honestly think that you don't have the right leggings.
Yeah. Agree.
Or you're just wrong.
Agree.
I wish leggings had been more popular when I was in middle school. They became popular. It was yoga pants is what everyone called them.
Yeah.
Yoga pants became a thing. What we think of leggings now. Because before then, leggings were like see-through what you wore under a dress.
Yeah.
Like yoga pants became a thing like my sophomore year of high school. Mm-hmm. And like game changer.
Okay. The next one. So I was going to read it. And then I read the one below it. The first one is really offensive to me. The second is really offensive to you. So I'm just going to read them together.
Okay, go.
And we can just audibly react. And then that can be the end of it.
I'm ready.
The Greatest Showman wasn't that great. Star Wars sucks.
You bitch.
I cannot. That's all I'm going to say. I feel like you're uncultured and I think that you're wrong.
So. I didn't love The Greatest Showman as much as you did.
Oh, okay.
No. I liked it. Okay. But I'm not like, you're like obsessed with The Greatest Showman.
Yes.
I mostly was there for like Hugh Jackman and Zac Efron. But like, I enjoyed the ride. Star Wars. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Star Wars is great.
The Road to El Dorado was very sexual. And I enjoyed the ride. Ooh, that one's actually a very hot take, so I will not read that. Let's see. Someone said spoons aren't necessary to mankind. Disagree?
What would you do about soup? Slurp it?
Slurp it?
Slurp? Do you just like
drink? I guess you could just drink it.
What if soup was served in mugs?
I mean, sometimes I drink soup in, like, a mug that has, like, a handle on it.
Really?
The way you just said, wow, really, was like an old prospector.
Wow. Really?
Is that what the kids are doing nowadays?
Really? Oh, wow. There's, like, a decent amount of hate in mine, so I'm just going to scroll right by that.
Aw, I'm sorry, see?
It's all right. It is what it is.
If it makes you feel better, someone said, you can't fall upstairs. I don't know what that means. But,
yeah. Could you fall on the stairs, like, where you're walking? Ooh, here's one that's actually pretty controversial, and I'm interested to hear your thoughts.
Okay.
So, Marina said, vaping is literally the worst thing to ever happen to us. Now, here's my thing. I think vaping has been a really great alternative for people who were already addicted to nicotine. Mm-hmm. And so, that's why I wouldn't say it's the worst thing to happen to us, because it is less harmful than cigarettes. Mm-hmm. So, for people who were smoking cigarettes and then swapped that out for vaping, it is, as far as we know scientifically right now, better for you.
Yeah.
But I do think it's made it more accessible, and it went from the point of just, this is a good alternative for people who already smoke, to, like, this is now getting people addicted to nicotine.
So I actually had a misunderstanding with a younger relative recently. I'm sure she's listening to this podcast, so hey.
Hey.
Because I was arguing kind of the opposite of that point, like kind of what you were saying. Mm-hmm. And she thought I was saying I'm pro-vaping. I'm absolutely not pro-vaping. Never vaped in my life. I have a friend who vapes who I, like, have told numerous times, like, you're not allowed to bring that in my house. Not allowed to do it with me if we're at work together. Like, I am anti-vaping as much as I am anti-cigarettes, as much as I am anti-cocaine, as much as I'm anti-anything. I'm just, like, not super pro-drugs. I think certain drugs are, like, have health benefits and whatever, but we won't get into that. But I think that the problem with vaping is it has become accessible to a younger generation.
Yes.
But also I think that vaping is better than cigarettes for adults that were at one point addicted to cigarettes.
And it's also just better to be around as a third party.
Yeah.
Like, being around someone who smokes cigarettes, it definitely affects you more than being around someone who vapes.
Yes.
Because the smell is different and also not as potent.
I think the issue for me comes when it's like kids, teenagers doing it. I honestly kind of feel like if you're an adult, you should be able to do whatever the heck you want.
Yeah.
I feel like
I agree.
People have never been up in arms about like alcohol or cigarettes. And I think like this anti-vaping movement, if you're an adult, I feel like that's kind of your discretion.
Yeah. I think
objectively it's not great for your health.
But I think it's up to you to choose whether you lots of things that aren't great for my health, I'm sure.
But also I think that like drinking is just as bad for kids.
Yeah.
I think that smoking is just as bad for kids. I think like kids shouldn't be doing anything that's not legal.
But they're gonna be
doing. So it's a hard thing. I think that yes, vaping is an issue. Younger relative, if you're listening, vaping is an issue. But I don't think it's like the worst thing that ever happened to the world.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I think it's sad that it's brought more people to be addicted to nicotine. But also, I'm the kind of person, like, I don't think it should be banned. Yeah. Like, I just think there should be education about it.
Yeah.
And that's it. Do you have any?
This person, I feel like this is also a hot take.
Okay.
But I am prepared to make my statement on it.
All right.
Someone said, save every animal, not just turtles. Retweet.
So
I very much agree with this.
Skylar and I have had a lot of conversations, and you can tell me if you want me to cut this out.
No.
That people care about animals who are marketable. Mm-hmm. So we've decided as a Western society that dogs are great. Mm-hmm. Dogs are our friends. Dogs are our companions. And then every year on Facebook, there's that whole thing about the Korean Dog Festival. And people,
I can't believe we're talking about this on the podcast. I'm so into it. I'm always down to talk about
people are anything. So up in arms. How could you do this? Dogs are amazing and smart and special. And I agree. But I also believe that about pigs. And I think it's up to your discretion to decide to eat meat or to not eat meat. I'm not sitting here trying to tell everyone that they're wrong and I'm right. But I think if you're going to be upset about the turtles and you're going to be upset about the dogs, also be upset about the pigs and the cows.
I agree. I literally am getting giddy at this conversation because these are the conversations I like love having. I think that there are a couple of things with like the Korean Dog Festival specifically. Like there are some parts of it where they like torture the dogs to elevate their blood pressure because they think the meat, it makes the meat more tender, and like all sorts of things that like I agree are bad. But also I think that like slaughterhouses that are in the United States of America that are like giving you bacon at IHOP are also really, really bad.
Yeah.
So I think that like it's a really hard thing. I mean, I had a relative who was like consoling me about like my hamster dying and was like very upset, but then went on to eat steak for dinner that night.
Yeah.
And to me, the cow was objectively smarter than my hamster. It's just because they knew my hamster that they were upset. I was also very upset about my hamster, but I also don't eat cows.
Yeah.
So I agree. I think that, like, the whole Save the Turtles movement is great because I think we should save the turtles, but I also think we should save all the other animals. And I think straws are a very easy thing to target. I think eating meat is the worst thing you can do for the environment.
You don't even just think it. That's true. That's and objectively so, true.
It's really hard to see Instagram influencers who changed their Instagram bio to, like, don't use straws, but then, like, post videos of them cooking meat or, like, using not reusable bags or, like, things that are very easy
but also to play devil's advocate, I think any small change that people make is good. So that's my thing. I think if getting rid of straws because you love turtles is one less piece of plastic like, you were going to use, that's great.
I think we should get rid of plastic straws. But I also think we should get rid of plastic bags.
Yeah.
And I also think we shouldn't kill animals to eat. And I also, like, there's a whole slew of things. And I think the problem comes in when people are so nitpicky about straws.
Yeah. People get on me whenever I'm using single-use plastic. And, like, I try my best to not use single-use plastic.
Yeah.
But sometimes we go to Starbucks and I don't bring my cup. Or sometimes we Postmate Starbucks.
Yeah.
And, like, I use the single-use plastic and people, if I post about it, people are like, oh my gosh, you're using plastic. And I'm like, but you also aren't seeing all the other choices that I made today and this week and in my life to lessen my carbon footprint. So that's why I do think that, like, yeah, make those choices when you can, but don't change your Instagram bio to save the turtles and don't use straws because that's marketable.
Agree.
Also, my dad is an environmental psychologist, and so he talks a lot about the marketability of certain campaigns for the environment, of certain animals, and how do you get people to care about animals that aren't cute? Turtles? Yeah. Very easy to get people to care about. They're adorable.
Agree.
Okay. Do we each want to do one more, and then we'll end, and we won't do advice today because it's way past yes. our ending time.
Yes. Let me find a really good one to end on.
Okay. Let's see. A lot of people are saying The Office isn't good, which I feel like I can't really speak on because I haven't watched all of The Office.
I do think The Office is really good. We also talked about The Office last week, though.
Yeah, so that's why I feel like skip over those. Someone said cheese is just okay. Disagree. Love cheese. That's like one of the reasons that I am not full vegan.
There are a lot of really good ones. This one just sticks out.
Okay.
People underestimate the weight of a pregnancy belly. I don't know if that's an unpopular opinion, but agree.
Do you just feel really like weighed down?
I literally have so many back issues. I mean, I've always had back issues. Like, I've talked about getting a breast reduction since I was like 15. Yeah. Like, literally every woman in my family except for my mom has gotten a breast reduction. And so, like, that's something that will probably happen at some point in my life. But having that on top of having like a belly that's like disproportionate to what I'm used to is like, I literally feel like anytime I like move my shoulders, my back is like crack.
It just throws your body out of whack.
Yeah. It's just, and it's like a lot all at once. Like I just, yeah. So I don't think that's a hot take, but I do think that's valid.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's probably something that you can't fully understand until you've had it.
Yeah.
But like, it seems objectively very difficult.
Oh, Haley Marion just messaged me and said that she has a really good one.
Oh.
Oh, it is good.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to end on this one. Theater is a sport.
Disagree.
Agree. So.
I mean, it's not a sport, but like, it's great. It's an art.
I think anything can be a sport.
But if you don't like sports and theater becomes a sport, do you not like theater? Or do you now like sports?
That was a lot of words all at once. I cannot process. I think theater is the thing that has made me the most active in my life.
Yeah.
And I think it is competitive, whether you're on the technical or non-technical side of it.
But then you could say the job market is a sport. It's very competitive.
I would say the job market is a sport.
Okay, I want to choose one more good one, but I'm scrolling through because I want to get to some of the bottom ones.
You can keep scrolling. I'll just keep reading from ones that, like, from people I know.
Okay.
My friend Jen said, I hated La La Land.
Which... I also hated La La Land. I did.
What?
I thought it was boring and not that great and overhyped. Hot take.
Everyone is coming for my musicals today, and I just
didn't. But you, I think people who live in LA love it because it was just kind of like a circle jerk on LA.
Well, also, I mean, I can say this now because I don't live there anymore. Yeah. I used to live in like North Hollywood Burbank, which is literally where it was shot, and I also was a barista when it came out.
Yeah,
and also was like working on the Universal Studios backlot.
Right.
So it was literally my life. Like they would film at like the milk market where we would like get our milk. Like they would right. like everything, like all the dates they went on were dates that like Kyle and I had been on. And so I felt like it was like, it was my life. And it, also, and it was. I would say that it was one of the most visually stunning musical, like musical movie adaptations ever made.
Yeah.
Like I think it was visually stunning. Okay. Did you find one?
Not yet, but I'm seeing a lot of really nice ones saying hot takes, you're unfiltered, is the best podcast. So thanks guys. You guys are really nice. Okay.
I'll just keep reading while
Please do. I'm sorry, I'm being very picky about my last one.
No, it's okay. Because I can go off on them while you scroll if you want. Someone said Lyft is superior to Uber.
No.
Disagree. Kyle might agree with that.
Kyle always does. I remember the first day that I went up and visited you guys in LA.
Yeah.
You weren't even living up there yet. It was just we had all driven up to see Kyle. And Kyle's like, oh, do you guys want to go to this pie shop? I'll call a Lyft. And I was like, Who are you?
Well, I think back in the day, you used to only be able to tip on Lyft. And so I think that he used to like that, like, you could tip and, right. like, give that gratuity.
Oh, that's really sweet.
And there are, like, rumors that Lyft treats people better than Uber. Like, okay. I think it's kind of, like, most people drive for both. But I've just found that Ubers are always, like, cleaner. It's always, like, easier. Even just, like, the visual of their app, I feel like, is, like, cleaner, more monochromatic, easier to use.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm being no, so picky. No, it's okay.
I can keep, I just keep pausing in between because I want to make sure you haven't found one yet, but I can keep going.
Please do.
Summer is the worst season. Agree.
Disagree.
Firm agree. Disagree. I think summer is...
It's not the worst, but it's not my favorite. My favorite is winter.
Summer is the... What do you think is the worst?
I guess spring. Spring kind of sucks.
Why does spring suck?
There's like not really anything going on. Like you have like... Easter and that's about it. Like you're just kind of waiting for summer. Like it feels kind of like it's like the foreplay for summer.
Carly just looked up so concerned, and I agree, Carly.
Like they're leading me on.
I think summer is hot and gross.
Whereas fall is getting me excited for winter.
I get liking summer when you're a kid and you don't have to go to school.
Yeah, that's true.
Like that would be like if someone was like, Sierra, you have no option. You have to take a break from work for like 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it's paid, you're good. That's, yeah, as a kid, I get why you would love that.
I found mine.
Okay.
There are indeed stupid questions. I agree.
I agree.
When, especially teachers in school would say, there are no dumb questions, ask away. Yes, there are. And you will tell kids that they're making stupid questions. I think there are plenty of stupid questions in the world. For example, I remember I had a teacher who said there are no stupid questions, so I would purposely try to ask stupid questions because I was that kid in middle
school.
Sierra,
you would not.
I did.
Like, what kind of stupid questions?
So, like,
you stress me out sometimes. I feel like before we did this podcast, like, yeah. before we started the podcast and it was just, like, us in life,
yeah.
I didn't realize that sometimes you kind of stress me out.
I'm sorry.
No, but, like, stress me out in, like, a, oh, my gosh, that my child is probably going to be that child. Like, I feel like that's how the universe works of, like, my child will come home and I'll be like, how was your day at school? And yeah. they'll be like, I annoyed my teacher because she said there were no stupid questions. So I asked
Well,
stupid
here's
questions.
The thing. Let's not about the stupid questions, but about me as a teenager who was a, you know, a troublemaker.
I didn't mean to say you stress me out in a mean way or to make you feel anything.
It's okay. I
but
literally
like,
said I would do a giveaway of your ashes. So we're even.
Sierra, I just want you to know that, like, you're worthy. You're capable. You. I love you.
So
you're my
here's
best
the
friend.
Thing. Love you. Here's the thing. I had an authority issue in middle school and high school. I think I'm better. I think I'm better now. Would you say I wouldn't say it's solved.
Okay, but who is the authority in your life? We've had this discussion before. I think
God. Don't have an issue with him anymore.
I'm sorry. Sometimes it's hard because I feel like we both try and be very, like, respectful, and I think we are about each other's beliefs. But it's hard because sometimes I don't know how to react when you say things like that because, like, we don't necessarily, like, believe in the same God. And so for you, like, I feel like if you made that joke with, like, your Christian friends, then they'd be like, ha ha, like, of course he, like, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
But for me, it's not like, ha ha, like, it's hard because I'm laughing
You're
because
like,
it's like a joke.
God doesn't exist.
But, like, also I don't want to offend you, and it's, like, a weird...
No, you're fine. You can laugh. Okay. So I used to have a big authority issue, but here's my thing. I used to think it was an authority issue, and I was having a conversation with Tony, mm-hmm. our photographer at Disneyland last week, and he used to have the same thing, which really surprised me because to me, he doesn't strike me that way, and he said that it surprised him when I said that.
Yeah.
And we came to the conclusion that we didn't have an authority issue. We had a respect issue. I really, and to this day still, will not stand being treated with disrespect. Mm-hmm. And I think when I was in school, it was expected that no matter how awful some of your teachers may be to you, you treat them with respect.
Yeah.
And so my mom would go to parent-teacher conferences, and 4 of my 6 teachers would be like, Sierra is the best student I've ever had. She's respectful. She raises her hand in class. She does all her work. She's engaging. She's, you know, respectful and she listens. And then the other 2 teachers would be like, you literally raised the spawn of Satan. And that is because when teachers didn't treat me with respect.
Okay, here's a question. Yeah. Did any of your teachers actually ever say that to your mother?
Probably. I refuse, and to this day, I think it's better, but I don't treat people with respect when it's not reciprocated. So if a teacher would be degrading and rude to me, I'm going to throw right back at you. So, for example, I had a teacher who would honestly say some pretty offensive things that I'm not going to repeat to me that are definitely not PC and
were
pretty
about.
Hurtful. And so I, the next day in class, made little tally marks on my hand every time she said something that I thought was rude. And so about halfway through the period, she was like, "What are you drawing on your hand?" And I just look at her and go, and do another one. And she's like, "You are so awful," and da-da-da-da. And I'm just like deadpan looking at her, another tally mark. Like, so rude. I was being so disrespectful. But
I'm kind of scary. I would be like, is this like what, like she's like plotting how she's gonna murder me? Like, why is this like creepy girl being silent?
Okay, but I wasn't creepy. I was like annoying. She was also the same teacher who me and my friend were trading pet rocks, and she tried to send me to the principal's office for doing a drug deal.
Wasn't this in high school?
No, this was eighth grade.
Okay, why were you trading rocks during class in eighth grade?
It wasn't during class. It was during a passing period. And because me and my friend found rocks at PE and we're like, "Oh, these are our pet rocks. Like, you want to trade?" And then she's okay, like, doing a drug deal. Go to the office.
Just to be devil's advocate, if you were an eighth grade teacher and you saw some children misbehaving and like passing stuff.
We were misbehaving. We were trading rocks. I'm very into geology.
I would not believe as someone who
but then I showed her the rocks. And she still, anyways.
Rocks also can stand for drugs.
I didn't have an authority issue. I had a respect issue. To this day, treat me with respect. I will be great and kind and engaging. Treat me with disrespect. And I'm going to make tally marks on my hand every time you call me a little bitch.
I come into the office tomorrow. Sierra's just like.
So I don't remember why I went on that rant.
Can I do one more?
Yeah, go for it. And then we'll end.
I'm not gonna say my opinion on it because I feel like we only uplift other women, but I just want to say this is an interesting point that I may or may not agree with.
TTT.
Someone says, Ariana Grande freaks me out because her brand is just sexy baby. I won't say my opinion on it.
I'll say mine. Okay. I like Ariana Grande. I like her music. I like that she started on Broadway. She seems like a nice girl. I don't like her branding, and I'll agree with that. I think the whole sexy baby thing is a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she seems, that is marketing, and I think marketing can be separated from the person. So I like Ariana Grande.
Just something to think about.
All right.
Sexy baby.
Well, Skylar and I will see you guys next week.
Should we do more emojis?
Emoji?
Oh, like, because yeah. I feel like this is one where people are stuck around.
What should our emojis be?
What's like a sexy baby emoji? Oh, I guess we've done babies so much.
We can't do that. Like, what other things happen in this podcast?
Can you just do the like SOS emoji?
Ooh, this is an
yeah.
SOS.
Sierra went to a Jonas Brothers concert last week.
Oh my gosh, I'm totally a guitar bro. I just sing SOS. But no, I would be a guitar bro if I whipped out a guitar and sang it like acoustically and made this face.
Yeah, Sierra, you're not a guitar bro. Yeah. Yeah, we're fine. Everything's fine. We're good, everybody.
All right.
Okay.
This was fun.
I know.
I love you. Thanks for being my best friend.
I love you. I'm sorry I said that you stress me out sometimes.
I'm sorry I said that I'm going to do a giveaway of your ashes.
I'm glad we were able to have this therapy session together.
Me too. I'll bill you for it later.
I'll bill you for it later.
Carly's going to be billing us both. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.